kicking off day number 6 of the Rochester International Jazz Festival for 2024. One of the most anticipated shows, at least for me, of this year's lineup is this young leader here, Ikep Nguele. Welcome to Rochester.
Thank you so much for having me. It is beautiful, beautiful here. I'm glad to be here.
So talk to me about your journey to jazz and how did you discover this music and what made you want to pursue this music?
Actually, I was introduced to this music first through smooth jazz. My father loved smooth jazz, but in high school, around my junior year, I heard the big band at Duke Ellington School of the Arts in Washington, D.C. playing for a Duke Ellington birthday celebration, and it opened up my mind. So I quit the show choir, and I joined the big band, and from then on, it was history.
Yeah. So literally a life-changing experience.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So talk about growing up, and what you said your father liked smooth jazz. What other music and other things you experienced growing up that made you pursue a career in music?
Yes, so my dad really loved also Jimmy Cliff, Bob Marley, the Bee Gees, ABBA. It was just honestly like this huge mix of styles and music, but all of it so powerful, and I think that informs the way that I perform today. Each of the people that I've just mentioned are dynamic performers, dynamic groups, and so I think one of my strongest suits is live performance, how I engage with the audience, sometimes making them dance, sometimes making them laugh, making them cry. Like, performance is the biggest part to this thing that I do with music.
That being said, so how do we encourage younger people to invest in jazz and get into it and perform?
I think by the accessibility of our performances. So performing at festivals and the community coming together to support festivals, to support these venues, creating spaces for people to see live music, even engaging within schools. When you come to do a festival, checking in to see, hey, there's Eastman here. Let me try and see if I can do a master class here and engage with students. Just community engagement, I think, is a very primary part to continuing jazz music and any style of music into the future, because the young people are the future of music. So, yeah.
And the future is now.
Yes, exactly. I love that. Yep.
Speak with Ikep Nguele on Jazz 90.1. Talk about the lady we see right in front of us, India Owens, and her influence on you and your life.
Man, India, I love you, girl, if you're listening to this. That's my big sister. When I first came to New York, I had known about her because she was actually the first black woman to be admitted into Juilliard's jazz studies program for her master's. And I just wanted to reach out to her. And coincidentally, I was paired to interview her for a program that we did at Juilliard, interviewing alumni. And when I spoke with her, it was so lovely. And I went to go and see her at Dizzy's Jazz Club in New York. And just from then on, Cyrus Chestnut she was in his band. And he called me up to sing with the band. And she heard me. And from then on, she was just like, okay, I need to figure out how I can get her on one of my gigs. She called me from one of her gigs with The Cookout. And for the entirety of, I would say, 2022 and 2023, I was in India's Cookout, and my goodness, she just opened up this performance field for me. A lot of the festivals that have called me to perform this year, it's because they saw me performing with India. So I know that she doesn't want me to be, but I am forever indebted to her. I love her so much. She's the greatest.
Talk about part of that is being in the Tiny Desk set. What was that like? I mean, I've seen, but I've never talked to anybody who's actually been part of that experience. What was that like to be there?
It was tiny. It was very tiny, but it was surreal. Like, this is something that I have watched since I could remember. I mean, just to speak of one of the most recent Tiny Desks, Chaka Khan was there. Like, this is history in the making, like being a part of Tiny Desk, this experience. It's so unique. And for me, I mean, that was like 2022. So I'm trying to think of the emotions that I was feeling. But honestly, it was just gratefulness to be in that space and to be a part of that lineage of so many phenomenal artists who have been asked to be a part of this series. And so I did, to do a shameless plug for Howard University, I performed Jerry Allen's original composition entitled Timeless Portraits and Dreams, which I arranged for a full oh, maybe it was like a sextet, I think about, because there were some horns there. So it was my arrangement of her original composition. And it's such an honor to continue that lineage of female composers and of Howard University, because there's many phenomenal artists and musicians that have come out of there. So.
Talk about Howard University.
Yes. So Howard University, just a long lineage of amazing composers, musicians, artists in general, Taraji P. Henson, Richard Smallwood, Jerry Allen, like the list goes on and on and on. Chadwick Boseman, like there's just a long list of excellence, black excellence at Howard University. And one of my favorite things about Howard is that they train us up to feel like we belong everywhere that we go. So there's really nowhere that I can go that I can't, even if it takes a little bit of convincing, say to myself, I'm supposed to be here. Everything that I have done has put me in this place. So if there's anybody that is thinking about sending their child to Howard or on the fence about going to Howard, whether to continue your education or start your higher education, I implore you to go. Howard University, you've got to go. Yeah.
Speaking to you, Kev Nguele on Jazz 90.1. Talk about your band and tonight's show.
So my band, it's Luther Allison on piano, Russell Hall on bass, and Brian Richburg Jr. on drums, and myself, band leader and vocalist. We're just going to do what we do. We've been touring for, I think, all year, and we have so much more, honestly, for the rest of the year. It's only up from here, and I'm sure next year is just going to be crazy. But tonight, we're going to be doing a few selections, some from Pharoah Sanders, maybe Timeless Fortress and Dreams, as well as some of my favorite standards to perform, Moaning, Solitude, In a Sentimental Mood, Skylark. It's just going to be a dynamic performance, as well as some selections from two of my most favorite women of song, as well as composers, Nina Simone and Abby Lincoln. So I'm really excited to just, yeah, show Rochester what we've got and see all the love that they have to give.
They're going to have a lot of love to give to you, just telling you. Kev, thank you so much for coming down to talk to us, and thank you for what you're going to be doing later on, because it's going to be amazing. They're not ready. I've seen you perform. They're not ready.
Thank you so much. Ooh, I'm excited. Thank you.